said that on the mic, but we'll let that go. Maybe the recording just started now. I'll do the roll call. Mr. Olson, are you there on Zoom?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Excellent.
How are you doing with COVID?
I'm doing the roll call, please.
I have no symptoms.
Mr. Kunkel.
I'm here.
Mr. Jinnan.
Here.
Mr. Zabadi.
No, I'm here too.
President Shelley, present. Mr. Zabadi, do you have any questions for
me? How are you, Mr. Steve?
Steve,
thank you very much.
All right.
Excellent.
How are you, Steve?
I'm good too.
How are you, Steve?
I'm good. All right.
Okay, all our Steves are present and good.
Thank you.
All right, we'd excuse Mr. Hafner tonight. He's out of town. With that said, we'll go on for public comments. Are there any public comments? No? Excellent.
You want me to go through that again?
Yeah.
No. Whatever you like.
No, it's okay.
So. Excellent. Consent calendar. Mr. Olson, any comments on the consent calendar?
No comments for me, thank you.
Mr. Kunkel?
No comments for me.
Mr. Jinnan?
No comments.
Mr. Zabadi?
No comments.
Excellent. Any public comment on the consent calendar? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
So motion to approve.
Mr. Jinnan first. Mr. Jinnan first. Mr. Zabadi second. Any further discussion? No. Call for a vote. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, abstention. Passes 5-0. Excellent. On to item number one. What do you have for item number one?
I don't remember.
Look what at the agenda.
Gentlemen, consider my office.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. General Manager, report.
Item number two is General Manager's report. We'll bypass that today because General Manager's not available on Zoom.
Is this comments by directors at the end, and instead?
Directors' comments are down here.
Okay, I just
there
wanted to comment on General Manager report, but since we don't have it, we'll postpone.
Excellent. Action items, we have item number three. Consider modifying the district's housing stipend policy, policy number 2019.001, titled Employee Stipend for Residing Within 6 Miles of the District. Board of Directors will consider modifying the district's housing stipend policy for employee eligibility to take effect when the employee is hired by the district and resides within the 6 mile radius. I'm going to take this for a moment. I was the one that directed this policy to be put in place, and luckily it was. We have had for the last several years a retention difficulty with employees at the district. I can name probably 7 employees that have left the district because they found a job closer to their home. And so we wanted to make it advantageous to live within the district, and so we offered a stipend because I believe that when somebody lives within the district boundaries, it's easier for them to respond to the district in a timely manner, which is logical because if you live closer, let's say you live 5 minutes away, it's much easier to respond within 5 minutes than if you live 2 hours away, because then it takes you 2 hours to get here. Sometimes that's a great benefit, especially if we can address a problem more timely, there's less water loss, and we get attention to a problem more quickly. And so I think it's a benefit, and I think it's a value to have people live close to the district. We have had employees in the past that have been wonderful, and employees in the present that are wonderful, that live farther away, and they do a great job when they're here. I just think there's some benefit. And the specific situation that I think of is, it's a cold winter's night. There's a foot and a half of snow on the ground, and we have a water leak. It's much easier for somebody that's already chained up, already has a four-wheel drive, already is 5 to 10 minutes away to respond, than somebody that doesn't have chains and doesn't have four-wheel drive and is hours and hours away. So with that in mind, we implemented a policy to give a stipend. It was first put, I think, at around $200. I think it's currently at $300.
$350.
And right now, the objective of this item is to change it for they would receive it immediately upon hire rather than after a year of probation receiving it then. And they have to live within 6 miles of the district because we consider that a reasonable time and a beneficial time to respond to the district. Just some background, it was approved in April 2019, and currently stipend goes into effect after they pass the probationary period. And the physical impact of this, the cost associated with the stipend is $4,200 annually for full-time employees and $3,150 annually for part-time employees. Modifying the district's housing stipend policy would take effect when an eligible person is hired by the district, further incentivizes employees to live within the Idyllwild area, and reduces employee turnover. So that's some of the background. And the reason why we would be changing this time is to make it so that persons that we interview, if they were trying to find housing here, they would have an incentive of $350 more a month to offset the rent that would be immediately available to them upon hiring. With that said, we'll take some comments from board members if there are any. Mr. Olson.
None, thank you.
Mr. Kunkel.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I think we have two new employees here that are on probation, and I think this would, if we would modify this to that they'd be eligible then to get their stipend through this period, I think that would help to encourage them to do a good job or keep doing a good job, but to, you know, to that we're looking out for them there, and we want them to stick around. I think it'd be very beneficial. That's my opinion.
Excellent. Mr. Jim?
No, I think it's a great idea. This is a retention. $4,200 a year is quite a bit. And for them, and plus Idyllwild is more expensive rent-wise, as well as you know, the cost of housing up here. So I think it's a great idea. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Sabati?
So how many employees are covered currently under this? Anybody?
Yeah, we have almost two. And we have two new.
Two of them currently covered?
Yeah, actually one right now.
Would be that they haven't used the finished their probationary period.
Yeah, those
one.
Just a high two right
two.
Now.
Two.
Yeah.
And then two potential other or new high. No, it's the same two.
We have one that's currently getting the stipend, and we have two that would potentially get the stipend if this policy were modified.
And they live in Idyllwild.
Yeah. So Joe, wait a minute.
You I don't live in Idyllwild, so I will get it.
You don't get to live in Idyllwild.
You can move.
Who?
How many other employees live in Idyllwild?
I need more money.
Yeah, right now.
Just one.
And two new.
Two new. We're going to live in Idyllwild.
They already in Idyllwild, but they cannot get the...
Right, because of the
probation.
So my thought was, I'm all for this policy, but there should be some beginning period, like a month or 2 months, you know, that they're around, there's something promised in the future, rather than on day one, but I'm not very strong on that. That's my thought.
Okay, thank you. Any public comments? We'll go with Marge first.
When does it start?
It would start when they are hired.
Go to policy.
But not when they found housing. Is this incentive to get them to find housing?
Yeah, once they had housing in Idyllwild, they signed a lease, and they were hired, those two things would need to take place. So they would have to have a signed lease or purchase, and they would have to be hired.
So they can be hired. How long do they live out the district before they find that house? You need them and you hire them.
Right, so we could hire somebody, they could live in an existing housing, let's say they live in Palm Desert, and they're looking for housing, and 3 months later, they finally find housing in Idyllwild. The day that they sign the contract, and the contract becomes effective, let's say the contract starts on March 1st, then on March 1st, they would start to receive the stipend.
As I know, there is no housing in Idyllwild.
Well, there's very little housing in Idyllwild, but you're right, it's very hard to come by. Steve?
And when somebody moves out of the district, everybody is aware of that when they move out?
Right, yeah.
Right.
When Danny?
Then he's out.
Okay.
This is why when I mentioned two first, I count Danny, but unfortunately he got married and he moved for Poma Sheridan. So I cut it right away first of the month.
Yes, so that would be the other part of the policy. If somebody were living in the district and they move their residence out of the district, they would no longer be somebody who qualified for this stipend.
Yes. Is that 350, does it keep them within the boundaries of whatever class they're in, or does it have anything to do with that?
It has nothing to do with
their class or certification.
Okay. It's a stipend.
Is it all employees, like Leo, he moved up here?
All employees of the district.
Everybody. I tried to convince my wife.
Except for the directors. The directors do not get this stipend.
That's my problem.
We can change that.
All right. If there's no other public comments, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
No, first I want to make a motion to amend. And to admit that there should be a 1 month waiting period.
She has a question.
And Chip, I've got one question. Is this a prospective adjustment or retroactive if this is approved?
Prospective.
I believe it's from the date of approval forward, it's not retrospective.
Okay, thank you.
Or retroactive, excuse me. Okay. Mr. Zabotti, could you restate your motion?
Motion to amend that the stipend would start 1 month after their employment.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, dies for lack of a second. Is there another motion?
I make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve it as it's as you laid it out, please.
Okay, Mr. Olson first.
I second it.
Mr. Kunkel second. Any further discussion? No? All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Abstain.
Opposed? Abstentions? We note an abstention of Mr. Zabotti, passes 4-1 with an abstention. Thank you. Director's comments. Mr. Olson, any comments from Director?
None, thank you.
Mr. Kunkel?
No, I don't have any comments.
Mr. Jin?
No, I don't have any comments.
Mr. Zabotti?
Yeah. So, I was given a task to review the employee manual, and I spent a great deal of time doing that, and a Word document which I commented, crossed things out. There were many inconsistencies in this version, and this is a question for counsel to begin with. I understood that you guys reviewed this before it ever was presented to us, am I correct?
That's correct. I know that our employment attorneys did review a draft of the employee manual.
So I'm surprised how much inconsistencies there was, wrong attachments, etc., etc. Leaving that aside, I spent a great deal of time with it, and then I met Leo for 2 or 3 hours. We went over all the corrections, and we were essentially in agreement. Then Leo sent it to your office to be reviewed, and I don't think he ever got a response. I may be wrong about that. Do you know what the status is of that?
You know, I don't, but I'm happy to follow up and get back to you.
What I would like, since I'm the committee on this, for you in the next couple of days to report back to me when you expect your employee counsel to review what suggestions we made, and so we can next meeting we can present it to the board. So then there are some general issues that I want the board to be aware of. One of the basic changes that we're making is that all employees except those employees who are hired under the previous agreement are at-will employees. I understand that's our general feeling, that's what we should be doing.
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second, Peter. It appears like Becky Clark is waiting to be admitted.
She's in the waiting room.
She's in the waiting room.
Mrs. Clark, I hope you can hear us. I saw your name was on there. You're now admitted, hopefully.
Probably.
I'm here. Thank you.
You bet.
So, I want to have the board. I thought there was a general agreement on our part that we wanted at-will employees from now on. Well, that's actually from most of the employees after 2019, I think, were hired pursuant to a letter agreement which said essentially they were at will. And that continues to be our policy, because that's how we changed the agreement. Is there consensus on that? So,
if that's the standard practice now, I don't have any problem with it. Mr. Jin, do you have a problem with it?
No, has that been the standard practice, or is it going to be?
That's what we've been doing. Unofficially, even though the employee manual still says that they can only get rid of for cause, but in fact we have employment agreement that's the contrary.
So now we need some consistency.
Consistency. So that's one general area.
Excuse me, Mr. Zavarri. Okay. Mr. Olson, any comments on that specific issue? Mr. Olson, you're
frozen. I'd like to see all of our employees at will.
Okay.
I would like to see all of our employees at will.
Right.
Thank you. Mr. Kunkel?
The same.
Okay.
So Mr. Olson and the rest of the board, the problem is that some of our old employees, I don't know, one or two,
three.
I think Danny,
three.
Joe,
I'm one of them.
Danny, Joe, etc. I don't think you covered under this, but neither you are there, were hired under the employee manual, and they will have certain additional rights and different reviews because we can't change them. Also, even though they're at will employees under the state statute and decisions, they do have some due process law rights, which we going to maintain. One of my additions to the thing was there was a lot of things about discipline, etc., and we were going to have a section here essentially encouraging employees' input how to improve things. It's not only disciplinary, but how to improve the conditions and a free basis to contact, you know, management for improvement, etc. I don't think there were any other major issues, so I fully expect after I get your report and we get all these inconsistencies out, which I made the best efforts to do, that we're going to be able to approve this by next meeting.
Yeah.
Is it gotten any thicker?
No, this is other things here. This is relates to the wastewater, which is my second point as a director's manual. So we set up a special meeting to review the progress on the wastewater project.
I'd like to wait just for a moment. So, Peter, you were just talking about the personnel manual, correct?
Right.
Okay. I'd like the personnel manual, rather than put it for approval at the next meeting, have it as a discussion item so that the board members and others can have a chance to review it, because we haven't had any chance at all to review
right.
it yet.
I would. What I would try to do, provided you know everybody else cooperates here, it's out of my hand at the moment, is maybe send it to everybody in 2 weeks' time before, and if you guys feel you had enough time to review, then we can put it on regularly or for a discussion.
But you send it actually for every board member, so every board member should have it.
They got a copy, but it's all copy, whatever they got. So whatever you want.
Well, the thing is, if you've sent it to every board member, then you need to make it publicly available.
Okay. So you want it just a discussion for next time?
Well, if we could have the finalized version as a discussion item, that'd be wonderful, because then we would have time to review it. Because
okay.
My understanding is you said that you spent an awful lot of time reviewing it.
Right.
And I think you're much more qualified to review it than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's probably going to take me a little bit more time to review
right,
it
sure.
than it did you.
Yeah. It's good.
And I didn't get to take time in Italy to peruse over it in a comfortable environment, and so it'll probably take me even longer.
This was in my bathroom on my toilet, but it's another story. Yeah.
Okay, so if that's all right, we'll probably put it on as a discussion item and then approve it on the next one. Now you can go ahead to the wastewater.
So the wastewater, we had previously scheduled about a week ago to have a tete-a-tete, as they say in French,
With the wastewater project manager, how come there seems to be not sufficient progress as far as we're concerned, and where are we going, and how long will it take to go wherever we're going? And he had to excuse himself because I think he got COVID. So I understand that Leo is working on an additional meeting, possibly next week. What I'm going to do, and I would appreciate if the board members could do it on their own, is to set down some questions or some issues that each of us have, and we would send it to the wastewater project manager before he shows up. So it's not going to be, I don't remember, I don't know what it is. So we have some direction in our meeting. I will do that on my own. If anybody else wants to do that, that would be helpful.
I would know the questions that I'm going to ask. They gave us a schedule of dates that they'd have things completed. They gave us a schedule of costs that were going to be done and when those things were completed. I've reviewed that. I don't think they're anywhere close to having those things completed. I want to know why they weren't completed in a timely manner, and I want to know if any costs went up, why the costs went up, and we have written documentation that says that's going to be the cost. So,
okay, well, whatever. If you guys think of some particular questions, which I will, maybe that would be helpful.
Excellent.
That's it.
Mr. Olson, any comments?
No further comments.
Mr. Kungle?
No comments.
Mr. Jim?
No. No comments.
Mr. Zavadi, anything further?
No.
I have just one other comment. Once we have the employee manual, that's going to be great for us to review. I think it would be a good practice for us to review a topic at each meeting that has to do with the policies of the district. One of our chief responsibilities is to be familiar with the policies of the district. And so I think it would be good for us to become more familiar with the policies of the district. I think we could probably break up the policies of the district into sections or areas and have a brief review of them at the board meeting so that we have a clear understanding of what our current policy is. And as we do that, if we need to make any modifications, updates, or changes, we could do that. And it would keep us abreast on what our policy is, and it would also keep our policies up to date.
Great idea.
Excellent. Ryan, any comments from council?
No comments from me. Thank you, President.
Thank you. Any further public comments? Mrs. Muir.
This is back on water. You're now in your fifth year of the 5-year agreement, right? Did you just start the fifth year of the 5-year plan?
5-year water study plan, yes.
For water, charging for water. 5 years ago, you set a plan every year, okay, your anniversary on your annual year. And I think you're July to June, right? That's
yes.
Your fiscal year? So you started on the fifth fiscal year of that 5-year contract.
Yes.
So everybody's getting a big raise on their water use.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a big raise, but yes, there is a raise.
Getting a raise.
Sorry,
we're
both talking
at the same time. Go ahead.
I wouldn't say it's a big raise, but I would say it's a raise. It wasn't 10 cents or 20 cents or 30 cents. It was.
Well, I know I sent for the chart to do, so I was looking at it. Mm-hmm. When do you plan, and it seems like time gets away, this is going to be almost December before. When are you going to start researching for the next 5 years? That be the beginning of next year? Is that when you normally do it?
We already have it budgeted in the budget, so it's a time issue of contacting the individuals that do the rate study and when they can fit it into their schedule, but we'd like to get it done as soon as possible.
Okay, that'd be nice for us to know, because I really think that there's a lot of inequity. I don't know why you have different fees for every meter, because you have a facilities charge, which you charge and the facilities charge should basically be the same because they're entering the district. You know, once they get a facilities charge, so then on it's a different amount of water. I don't think a lot of people even understand facilities charges. And I just want to try to explain it to people, they don't know. You gotta do all the work. And it's done by law. Certain charges you can charge, and certain you can't. And I would just like to have more information for people. Water is going to be the biggest issue on this mountain pretty soon. And I think the more we go, the better. So I just would like to see how the rates, how you have arrived at some of the rates that you have.
We will be happy to have an open meeting with the individuals that do the rate study where you can ask them those specific questions where they came up with these numbers and how they arrived at their conclusions, and we'd be happy to have you participate at that time with them, and they can explain everything to the best of their ability.
I think it's required. A public meeting is required.
Yeah, last time Dr. Sharia requested to do presentation, and we opened for public like 3 times until we reach for the prize.
Well, I don't want that answer. I'd like to have my questions submitted when they start.
Yeah,
that's
like
I don't like getting the answer at the end of it. That's our study. Oh, too bad.
We would be happy to take a written letter from you so you can make it very clear what your question is. And we would be happy to submit it to the individuals that are going to do the rate study. And if you don't get a satisfactory answer, we'd be happy to resubmit it with what parts of their answer aren't satisfactory to
you. They're not going to speak and cry, you know, they don't have to ride around with us, so thank you.
Yeah.
Marge, you know that the particular plan is put to the voters, put to the users, and the users can object. And if there is no, basically, unless there's a majority of objection, it passes. But if there's a majority of objection, then it doesn't pass. There's an input. There's a public input. But what Chip says, we will have a public input before we ever find out.
Public meeting comes after the presentation, so you mean voting. No, but I'm just saying, how many people come to the meeting? How many people are open about it?
As soon as we raise the rates, more people come to the meeting.
But see, and they're going to get a raise because you just raised them July 1st. I just wonder how many people. You can't believe that people said, my rates went up. Why did it go up? Go to the meeting. No, go to the meeting. Don't ask me. Go to the meeting.
I think when we had that past rate study 5 years ago, I think there was a few people in the audience, and we had multiple meetings to discuss, you know, the subjects that had been brought up and to go over.
You know, everybody got notice.
Yeah,
everybody got a statutory notice.
He asked it to publish a newspaper. I'm just going
statutory notice.
Last time we did a publish.
This is under Proposition 218.
And we put it in the bill too. But for your information, we are the cheapest water district for connection. I compare with Fernand Valley and Pine Cove, Idlewild Water District, one of the chiefs for connection.
You know, there's a lot of demographics that change. This whole town, a lot of new people.
Yes, there are.
What's going on?
Marge, I really encourage you, though, to write your questions down.
I would.
So that we can submit
them. Your questions are pretty simple.
Right, and so that we're, and that way we can submit them to the people that are going to do the rate study, and that way they can be prepared to have an answer for your questions, because you're one of the most dedicated participants that we have, and some other guy named Steve, but I get confused on which Steve it is sometimes. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Well, he's willing to say that. I get in trouble if I say that.
Yes.
There's no further comments. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until we have our next regular scheduled meeting in August.
I will be adjourned this meeting.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay, we have a first and a second. A first from Mr. Jin, a second from Mr. Zabadi. No further discussion. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, everybody.
See you.
Bye. Hey, Bill, you look a lot better than I heard you look.
Good. Are you bored?
Am I bored?
Are you bored tonight, or dinner wasn't ready yet? And so you're waiting?
What's that like? I thought you were here for dinner.
Well, we got dessert.
We got,
but I don't know about dinner.
Cookies, first, it was we did it.
No, they went to never. They never ate my draft. That was
close.
Just the oldest. I don't know. They put something together from my draft. It was terrible.
Thank you, Marge.
They reviewed all the statues. And some say, this statue applies, this statue applies, this statue. So it has to be a
like that. Now it has to go back to the internal again.
Yeah. Right, I think there's something. So, anybody, I know Gino registered. Anybody else?
Good.
I guess it's whoever gets the most votes. Is that how it works?
Look at what you were working with before.
I just don't see it.
There were three of you.
Well, if you only get two people,
that's it.
is
there not any put on now?
You're not, you don't have any
plan?
Only if there's an opening. If there's an opening, sure. But if there's not an opening, it's really hard to
convince.
You guys are looking at me.
Oh.
We're looking to replace you.
Some gal came into my shop.
But we'll send you a going away
present.
Well, you know, he got married.
Good for him. Legal and lawfully married. That's a good thing.
He's slightly pregnant.
There were no shotguns at the wedding. A better man. Because now you have a better half.
That's right. The best half.
That's all right.
Hey, it's our Don. Yeah, the two girls did drop them off yesterday at the airport.
Where's the honeymoon?
What? This